I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute is here to help me tell a story that is both striking in promise and striking in irony. We're looking at Tijuana, the Tijuana shantytown. There's a photograph in Mexico News, and next to it is a 32,000-square-meter facility in Nueva Esperanza, a neighborhood in Tijuana's east side, where most homes are built with cardboard, wood scraps, sheet metal, and tarps, inhabited by migrants who moved to Tijuana from other parts of Mexico, an informal settlement, 20-minute drive from the border with the United States. The photograph is even more striking than that description, although I thank Mexico News for this. Evan, this is amazing to me. The Amazon genius is to deliver goods to people who ordered them immediately and has served us ably through the pandemic. And I'm certain it served Mexico as well in the border region, 20 minutes from the U.S. border. But the picture of the shantytown and people living, it's beyond poverty, Evan. And during a pandemic, we can only believe the casualty rate, the damage, and the other illnesses that come with poverty and that have been not able to be treated because of the pandemic. Is this Mexico, the modern Mexico, the supply chain Mexico? I've never seen anything this stark before. Is it typical?
Well, Jonathan, you point out Mexico is many different things. You have some modern areas, some areas that function relatively well, and you also have pockets of extreme poverty. Now, you have on the situation in the border, for many, many years, because of the border, places like Tijuana, places like Juarez have become sites of desperation and opportunity. Desperation in the sense that you have accumulations of people trying to have opportunities to get across the border, as well as narcotics flows across the border and opportunistic gangs who fight for those territories. And yet at the same time, especially since Mexico's integration into the U.S.-Canada economy under NAFTA back in 1994, now USMCA, you've had what was called the manufacturing sector, the maquiladora sector in Mexico. So taking advantage of relatively less expensive Mexican labor costs, production going into Mexico, and taking also advantage of Mexico's very good transportation infrastructure, and really integrating production in Mexico into U.S. and Canadian supply chains. And so the irony is that I'm sure that Amazon made a selection not on basis of photo optics, which were captured aptly by this story, but on the basis of the logic of logistics. Tijuana is a major hub. I'm sure that what is not shown in the picture was the relatively central location and access to ports and access to good highway infrastructure to serve the south part of the United States, as well as parts of Mexico in that proximity. I mean, Tijuana has long been a logical transport distribution hub. And I'm sure that they probably got a very good deal on that real estate as well, but just because of the other problems, they have a certain amount of security, probably a large amount of security. But you're absolutely right. There's the coexistence of the Mexican integration into the modern U.S. economy, really to the benefit of Mexicans as much as others, in the contrast with the just abject poverty, which for a number of reasons still exists in those areas.
My understanding was that there are vast differences between northern Mexico and southern Mexico, and that one of the ambitions for the central government is to expand opportunities, manufacturing opportunities, job opportunities to the south. But this looks like the north is not solved, Evan. This looks like We have a $21 million facility right next to people who can't hold up a wall unless, you know, it's propped with a cinder block if they can find one. Now, what's bizarre about this is AMLO came into office with much promise to deal with those shanty towns. And this, at least this evidence is that it's not going to happen.
John, it's a great point. I mean, if you think about some of the prosperity that exists in the U.S. East Coast, at the same time, you find abject poverty in places like urban Baltimore, or to name one. And it's something similar in Mexico. So in general, the northern part of Mexico on a per capita basis is much wealthier than the south of Mexico, and certainly has strongly benefited from being hooked into that U.S. economy. And yet you do have these pockets of abject poverty and difficulty in the midst of that economic prosperity. Now, in general, the southern part of Mexico has been less connected with the U.S. economy, has been less benefited by modernization in terms of factories and in terms of industry. And certainly that is one of the things that has been the focus of AMLO, places where by building the Maya tourist train, by putting other infrastructure investments, hoping to create opportunities in places like Guerrero and places like Chiapas that have long been a little bit off the grid in terms of their economic connectivity. But at least that's the hope. And in the process, the hope is to keep people from economically challenged south of Mexico from immigrating either to other parts of Mexico or to the United States.
It would appear this shantytown is made up of people who've come from southern Mexico. There are positives here. Diego Mendez, General Director of Operations at Amazon Mexico, said in a press release earlier this summer, "At Amazon Mexico, we feel great responsibility towards the communities where we operate, and we are pleased to be able to offer hundreds of job opportunities in Tijuana." I'm sure that's accurate. However, the photograph itself, which apparently has been prominent in many Mexican publications these last weeks and months of the summer, is alarming. Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, the Latin American Research Professor, Strategic Studies Institute. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.